looking forward to tomorrow night's game. First of all, North's made a little bit of a fortress over the journey, but are you confident you guys can get the job done?
Yeah, look, we're really excited about the game tomorrow night. It gives us a chance to play the way we want to play and work on some of the structures that that we've had to work on based on our first 3 weeks.
How do you assess North Melbourne? A lot of people tip them for the wooden spoon at the start of the season, but they've shown a little bit over the last couple of weeks.
Oh, North's a very competitive outfit, and we know that tomorrow night's going to present a fairly significant challenge, and we're looking forward to it.
Have you felt far away in the first three rounds? Or?
Oh, look, we've had periods of play where we've been really good and obviously periods of play where our method hasn't quite stood up. So we've worked on a few phases of our game that we've needed to improve and we're looking for them to improve tomorrow night.
You started a couple of games really well and then probably got caught in the hole a little bit. How do you arrest that if you get a good start to try and keep that momentum going?
Well, they're all the things you work on week to week with your training, making sure that our approach is consistent, making sure that when opposition teams change tack, we've got the ability to change some mechanics and keep playing strong footy.
Yes, Colts knows the ground pretty well, having coached there before. Has he spoken much about the ground itself over the last week or so?
Well, any new ground we go to that players haven't seen before is going to have their subtle differences and we've talked about them. And as I said, though, they're only really subtle things, and we'll adjust our game plan accordingly.
Where's the key for tomorrow's game for you guys to get over the line?
Oh, look, there's a number of requirements in a game of footy to win, and as I said, we've had some phases of play that we've been reasonably happy with over the last few weeks, but also some phases of play that we've had to work on to improve, and we're looking to improve them tomorrow night.
How do you assess Liam Jones at starting the season?
Look, Jones has been competitive. He's a bit like most of our team, competitive in good patches. And well, one thing I'll say about Jonesy is that what happens in our back line is often a result of the amount of pressure that occurs up the field. So we've got a strong team defence that we rely on, and Jonesy's in reasonable form, but we've got to make sure our midfield and our forwards are putting enough pressure on to adequately assess any of our defenders.
A couple of days ago, Brad Scott put the heat on Toddy Goldstein for his effort last week. Is Matty ready for him to come out firing and a big clash there?
Oh, look, I think they're both great ruckmen. They're both strong contested players. They both run, so it's going to be a great contest, and I think everyone's looking forward to it, including us.
Ben Brown's kicked a fair few goals for North this season. How do you go about shutting him down?
Well, obviously we play a strong team defence, so we don't want to be relying on any one person to shut one opposition player down. And there's a real requirement for our mids to apply enough pressure so that we disrupt the supply that goes to Ben. But they've got a number of fairly significant targets forward of the ball, so we've got a fairly strong defensive mindset for all of them.